to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It is Friday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My brand new biblical question this week. The biblical question, if this biblical question did not cause you to pause, at least look at yourself, stop looking at everybody else but you. Know yourself. If this didn't do it, then I don't know what will. Nothing will. You're not ready. What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Every kind of way you can listen and watch. And you're already aware that you can listen to this, you know, you can listen to the show live, you can podcast all the shows. But if you're, like, so busy, you're so important, and you're just so busy with your little business that you don't have time to watch the show live, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show, whether you are trying to break into our country, not trying to breaking in freely, whether you're on the floor over there watching D.C., fighting with the women on the floor, fighting one another about their looks and everything, or whether you are selling fentanyl or buying some fentanyl, whether you are considering suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough, whether you are whatever you're doing, your main job every day now is to help smuggler illegal aliens into the country, you could be listening to the show. Or if you're just working out or laying up at a beach, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? I remember. Also, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Buymeacoffee.com or BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. So, it is Friday. You all know about the follow, like, ring the bell, subscribe. We're on JLP Talk on X or Twitter, right? You all know. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram and rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv. So it is Friday. And for the new listener who might not be aware, every Friday is Get It Off of Your Chest Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello again. And welcome to the show.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong.
Who has the best girlfriend ever?
I do.
You know, the devil goes, oh, no, leave him alone. Hey, he's my favorite.
Even though we get in our arguments sometimes, I still love you, okay?
I love you, too.
Yeah.
I love you, too, baby.
Yeah, you better.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
I think he senses your fear. Get over there and face him.
The mayor's actually taking their demands seriously and wants you to be a good sport and let them stay at your house.
A single mom with a spare bedroom in her house, she felt a call to help.
Why aren't you doing something? You know, that's
what
just
a
in my heart. That's what I was telling myself.
Family was nervous at first about the idea of taking in strangers.
Welcome to Circus Major.
Terrific.
What a mess. The anchor made me put that together my first time seeing it.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Amazing. So some of you may have heard about the that there's going to be a showdown. But I'm wondering, is it really going to happen? Or is this just another play to pretend that they want to debate Donald Trump? So they can say, we tried. Well, some of you are aware, probably all of you by now, if not unless you had your head in the sand somewhere, that according to NBC, Joe Biden and former Donald Trump have agreed to debate in June and September. Watch this from Fox.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal.
I think I know why Joe Biden is agreeing, though. There's an article in the New Republic, and it says the Democrats have a Joe Biden problem. Mm-hmm. When you look, the polls rightly calls panic among Democrats, but it also shows that the election is not a lost cause for the party, talking about the other candidates. While the numbers for Biden specifically are terrible, other Democrats are performing quite well. And they cite Nevada, which the candidate is up by 12. They cite Arizona, and they cite Pennsylvania. So essentially, there's a call behind the scenes for the Democrats to move away from Biden, and they don't mean pick a different candidate, but to focus down ballot and not Joe Biden. That's why he needed this debate to happen. Well,
I myself would never recommend going on the stage with Donald Trump, but right. The president has decided that's what he wants to do.
Well, I think it's good news if we actually get to have it. I'm still not convinced it's going to happen.
Me either. I have a wait-and-see attitude about this. And I don't know what the Democrats are up to, but they're up to something. Y'all need to know that. They're not just going to lay down and let this thing happen and let Donald Trump win. The Democrats are up to something. Isn't that amazing? They're up to something. And the reason I know, I'm waiting to see. Always have a waiting to see attitude about all things anyway. Have a waiting to see attitude. It's the right way to live. Have a wait and see. It's the right way to live. So I'm just waiting and seeing. I'm also watching these trials and things that they try to put the Great White Hope through and waiting to see how those things would turn out as well. So far, they're not looking pretty for the Democrats or the people who are trying to hurt the Great White Hope. But here are some of the restrictions that lets you know that something is up. And it ain't what the Democrats are allowing us to know. This is from Fox. Here are each of the restrictions the Biden campaign is demanding. Listen to this. They want to have a debate, but they don't want anyone there. What the? So here are some of the Biden's campaign demands. No audience. No RFK Jr. They don't want him to be a part of it. Or any other third-party candidates. No audience, no RFK Jr., or any other third-party candidates. Limited news outlets. Limited news outlet. And candidates' mics must mute after every time expires. What kind of debate is that? That sounds like a lunch. No audience, no RFK Jr. or any other third-party candidate, limited news outlets, and candidates' mics must mute after every time expires. That's a lunch. That's not a debate. Joe Friday making a point. Isn't that basically saying that Biden is weak? Absolutely. They might as well just say, you know what? We want all these things because Biden's weak, and we don't know what's going to happen with him up there. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if the medication's going to work or not. Sean making the point that there's the kind where Biden can say whatever he wants and get no pushback. Yeah. If Donald Trump says, oh, they're going to mute his mic. But to be honest, I have to wait to see if they even hold these debates. And Donald Trump accepted them. He said, oh, okay, I'll do it. In spite of all these demands, I'll do it. Isn't that amazing? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. If what you're looking for is peace and love and joy, he's the one. Amazing. He said yes to all this mess. I'll do it. I'll do it, said the president. Bring it on. I want to know, can you spot the alpha in round one of this soundbite? This is from, this is fun. It's Friday. It's Friday. We had the women's forum last night. And everybody, their mama showed up. Everybody and their mama showed up. And it was, what a time, what a time, what a time. We had a meeting up in there. And by the time I got home and got to bed, I closed my eyes for a moment. And the moment was gone. I'm like, what the? But it was all worth it. It really, really was. It was amazing. But can you spot the alpha in round one of this soundbite? This is from Insider News. Highlights from Trump and Biden's chaotic first presidential debates. Watch this from CNN.
But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups?
Sure. Stand back and stand by.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, are you in favor of law and order?
I'm in favor of law. You follow
the little bit of order. Are you in favor of law and order?
Go ahead. Yes, I'm in favor.
You asked a question. Let him finish.
Law and order.
Law and order. Let him answer.
Law and order with justice, where people get treated fairly.
Mr. President, I'm the moderator of this debate. And I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer.
Go ahead. Your party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am and the Democratic Party.
And they're going to dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party is what I, in fact, approved of.
First of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised. Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe.
Wow. What manner of man is this? The wind as he obey him. That is amazing. And I want to know, can you spot the alpha male in round two? This is from X. This, and it's from 1967. Should a woman be allowed in bars? Watch this from X.
About women being allowed into this bar.
I think it's a good idea. Really, I do.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I think it'll make Glastonbury very nice and put the Adams's, like a very popular hotel, and with chairs and a lounge and everything, with a bit of music here or something like that. I think it'll be really nice. Really, I do.
It doesn't make you feel embarrassed to have women
no,
around.
No, certainly not. If I was all like you, I'd, I think it'd be terrific.
Thank you.
Mm. Well, I'm an old man, you know, but I would be very happy to drink with a nice lady in this bar.
Would you bring your wife here?
Oh, well, yeah.
How do you feel about women being allowed into this bar?
I don't like it.
One out of two. Isn't that amazing? I don't like it. What do you say, Sean? Oh, that debate clip I played was from C-SPAN, not CNN. I don't like it, he said. One man telling the truth. And that's how it is, though, in life. One out of 1,000 would stand up and tell the truth. They're not afraid. Everybody else is grinning and bearing it. Mate, I don't like it. Hassan, can we play that again? That was from Alpha Male, right? From round two, from that round two soundbite. And this again, this is from 1967. Should a woman be allowed in bars? Watch this from X.
About women being allowed into this bar.
I think it's a good idea. Really, I do.
Why?
Well, I think it'll make the Glastonbury very nice and. Put the Adams's, like a very popular hotel, and with chairs and a lounge and everything, with a bit of music here or something like that. I think it'd be really nice. Really, I do.
It doesn't make you feel embarrassed to have women
no,
around.
No, certainly not. If I was all like you, I'd think it'd be terrific.
Thank you.
Well, I'm an old man, you know, but I would be very happy to drink with a nice lady in this bar.
Would you bring your wife here?
Oh, well, yeah.
How do you feel about women being allowed into this bar?
I don't like it.
That's right. What the? Amazing. Where is that from? That doesn't sound like my country. It sounds like, where's it from?
England or something? I don't know.
England, yeah. Australia, yeah. It sounds like Australia. I don't like it. I almost thought it was country. USA. USA! 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 And talking about the good old days, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I want you to watch this from X, an interview in the 80s when they started banning drinking and driving back in the 80s. Watch this from X.
To restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
It's kind of getting common is when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving. And pretty soon we're going to become this country.
That's right. And now it is. I remember when that battle was all about the seatbelt, too. I used to think, how government or anyone going to tell me that I have to wear a seatbelt? Shouldn't I be allowed to kill myself if I want to? Or die not having a seatbelt in my car? It was a big deal, too. They tried to tell you, somebody, no good people running the government trying to tell you to wear a seatbelt. Isn't that amazing? And you can't drive and drink when they're always drunk. It was a big deal. I do remember that. Now everybody buckling it up, even the little children. Communism is winning in America. Because it seemed as though it came about when we were not paying attention. I was too young to pay attention to it. So I think communism been coming in the making for a while. We were not aware of it, like a storm coming, but you didn't know it until it hit your house or got near your home. Then you realized the storm was coming. And that lady's right. That guy's right. We now have a communist country. Did you know that in America, I knew this already, I think, but I have forgotten. Did you know that in America, if you have a job, you have to pay for some female having children and she want to go to work? And she need a daycare center or something, babysitter center, you have to pay for that. For some female who decided to have a baby out of wedlock or left her husband, whatever situation, or just want to go to work, that come out of your paycheck. Isn't that amazing? You didn't decide that, I want to pay for this woman to lay down and have a baby and go to work and I have to pay for it. You didn't make that decision. Somebody else did. And you have to pay for it. It's so commonplace now that most people don't even think about it. And the only reason I remember right now is because I heard a debate about it this morning. You are paying for some women to have children and they want to play man and go to work rather than raising their own children. And the government said, okay, and now you have to pay for it. It's hard on a man in America. And especially this Florida guy. This is from my CBS 4, my CBS 4. A Florida man told the officer who pulled him over that he was taking a swig of bourbon when he stopped at traffic lights. When he stopped at lights and stop signs. So he wasn't drinking and driving because he only took the drinks when he stopped at the lights or stop sign, that's when he would take a little drink from his bottle. Watch this from WPTV.
This man from Vero Beach admits he was drinking behind the wheel, but only at stop signs. Earl Stevens Jr. told deputies he would only sip his Jim Beam bourbon when he was at a red light or a stop sign. He was booked into the Indian River County Jail.
Well, why did they book him? He wasn't drinking and driving. He only did it when he stopped. He had a point, right? Only when he stopped. And now he's in jail. Amazing. What does old world coming to? Things just ain't the same. And speaking of encounter with the police, another one from X. Let's take a look at the footage by law enforcement. Law enforcement pulled over for driving, for drinking with a suspended license plate. Let me read that over. I'm black. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. This is from X. Let's take a look at this footage by law enforcement. Pulled over for drinking with a suspended license plate. Watch this from X.
April 12th, 2023, police pulled over a woman after running her plate and finding out it was suspended.
Stay in the car.
What are you putting me up for?
Shows you're suspended.
I'm not suspended.
What?
I just sent out a check. I'm not
okay, let me see your driver's license. Let me see
it's
your driver's license.
It's nothing to see, bro. It's nothing to see. You really have a whole.
Do you have your driver's license and proof
of
insurance?
Yes, I do. But you just pulled
May
me over.
May I see
what
it?
What's your reason for pulling me over?
You feel the signal go around the truck. And
no,
it shows
I get it.
You're suspended.
No, I get it. You just lie. Watch out.
No.
What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm closing my door.
I'm conducting a traffic stop.
Okay, but you didn't know, bro. Watch out. Let me close my door.
No, you're not closing.
Let me close my door. I don't have to produce you with anything.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I'm pulling over to get gas. Out of my face.
Is he naked?
This is a traffic stop.
I don't care what it is. I don't care.
Yourself to me. Understand that.
I don't care. Black, like you're like my I'm serious in my life. I'm a black woman. You're always shooter. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Minutes.
Yes or no? Right?
Where is it?
Yes
at?
Or no?
Where is
yes
it?
Yes or no? When I just told y'all that I have a check that already got sent out. I hate white officers, bro. White people, period, bro. This let me go, bro. Like I have anxiety and everything, bro. I'm just, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. You're harassing me. I can't breathe.
He can't breathe because he's too fat.
Yes, good hood in there.
Stop touching me, is you retarded?
Black people are a mess. Blacks are a mess. And they wonder why they're having such a hard time in life. I can't breathe. Shut up. You can breathe. She can breathe. She's just trying to act out. Black people are a mess. Not all, but most. A mess. I don't think there's any other race like the blacks. Really, I just don't think so. I just don't think, and so, God, what happened with the blacks? I don't think there's any other race that carry on and act and just insane the way the blacks are. Not all, but most. 888-7753. What's wrong with the blacks? People are a mess. They weren't that way, though, when I was growing up. I got to say that. This came about when the so-called civil rights movement came about. They lost it then. They haven't returned. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. I already know what's wrong with the blacks, but there need to, what's wrong with the blacks? I just, one thing I do know for sure is that they're cursed. And they can return from the curse, but they're cursed. You have to be cursed spiritually to think and act that way, really. It's not normal. It's not a blessing. It doesn't have to be if you want to overcome it. Anyway, quick announcement. So today is Friday, and at 9 a.m., the Hake Report is coming up. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And James Hake is on fire, and he is unapologetic. An American patriot. Isn't that amazing? And then, the fatherstate.tv at 12 noon every Friday, a brand new episode of The Father State. Of The Father State. Very interesting discussion with Susanna Weiss. She is a previous guest on The Father State. So we had her back. She was like 4 years ago we had her on. We had a bat. It was fun to see her. It was fun to talk to her. She is a writer, sex and relationship coach, and the author of the brand new book, Unsubjectified. I mean, not un, but subjectified. Becoming a Sexual Object.
Subject.
What?
Subject.
Becoming a sexual subject. What's that?
Instead of an object.
I mean, what is the subject?
A subject is like the main character.
Really?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
A lot of women dress like sluts now.
Oh, because it's nice to feel sexy and feel wanted.
And would you ever dress like a slut?
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Oh, well, at least you're honest about it. What's good about feelings?
I think they put you in touch with who you are and what you need.
What the? Have you forgiven your mother for screwing you up?
She did.
Yeah, she made you her image.
That's, I think, the most profound thing you've said.
I told you, look to the man for the answer. You're going to enjoy it. You really will enjoy it. At 12 noon Pacific time. All right, thefatherstate.tv. Support The Father State there. thefatherstate.tv/donate. And also on local, you can support us on local. And at Sunday morning fellowship at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingtheman.com slash church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. All are invited. And then the last but not least today, you're doing your show today, Nick? What? I'm waiting to find out if the anchor baby doing the show. I know his folks in town. He has real people, a real family. I bet y'all didn't know that. So I'm waiting to see if he's doing his show today before I announce it.
He's not at his desk.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Sorry. Oh, he's not even at his desk. His sister was at the women's forum last night. It was fun. So I'm not sure about Anchor Baby Show. His folks in town, he has a real family. His folks are in town, so I'm just not sure, but we'll announce when we find out. He stepped away from his desk.
He said yes.
So the American Anchor Baby today at 4 p.m., flying high on natural energy from God. The American Anchor Baby. One last, for now, last soundbite I want to play for you. I want to show you hatred and victimhood. Watch this from X.
America was started as a business. It's not about your freedom. It's a business. So we're sitting up begging these white men to give us rights. No, affect their money. That's why white men change stuff. Segregation ended because of the Montgomery boys boycott, because the city of Montgomery almost went bankrupt because of an 18-month boycott. These white men all of a sudden changed their minds. Abraham Lincoln did not free enslaved people because he felt like he needed to do this. He did it to cripple the South economically. Anytime they've done anything, it wasn't to help us because we were humans. It was to mess up another white man's money. So we don't get rights until we mess up a white man's money. That's it. And until they see us as human beings, we got to mess their money up. That's it.
And give me some more rice and beans in the meantime. What now? See how there's something wrong with the blacks. That's not normal thinking. That's not true. That's not, and even it's not true, but let's say it was true. What does it have to do with her? What does it have to do with her? But if you're black, it's her. They've been playing victimhood and hating for the last 70 years. For the last 70 years. And it's getting worse. The victimhood mentality is not slowing down. They just want the white man's money. Give us the white man's money. We don't want to work for it. What do you mean work for it? We don't have to work for it. Just give me the white man money. That's all. What a mess. My country is gone. By the way, you see the shirt that says better, not bitter. You can get it. It's bondrebuildingtheman.com. Amazing! Better. You want to get better in life, not bitter. There's something wrong with getting bitter. Ain't nothing wrong, and there's nothing worse than a bitter human being. Nothing worse than that. An angry, bitter human being. You can get this shirt at rebuildingtheman.com, by the way. You want to get better in life. Not bitter. Anger is evil. God said, and I see that it's true, you cannot trust an angry person. You cannot trust an angry person. an angry person is evil. Stay away from the angry person. You could bake on this. An angry person is an evil person, and an angry person think that you caused them to think and feel a certain way. They blame you for their emotions. They don't see it inside of them. They don't see that it's them. They don't see it's their own private hell. They blame others. And they'll try to destroy you because they blame you for their hell. And then they try to hurt you. And then they go on to find somebody else to hurt. Lord, they're the victim. Now, that's one saying that Jesus brought about. An angry person is an evil person. And anger is pushed all the time. I interviewed a young lady, nice young lady, by the way, on the Father's Day episode coming up later. Not the one from today. And she is working on herself, it appears to be. But she still has anger, and she thinks that anger is normal. Anger, folks, is not normal. That is evil. That's why when you go and forgive your mother and your father, the anger is taken away from you. If anger was normal, why would God take it away from you? Why would he just let you keep it? Something is wrong with you. If you believe anger and bitterness is and fear is good. And no one can convince you that it's not. You have to see it for yourself. Let me go to Susie. I love you, Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q. Susie, a first time call out of Georgia on my mind. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Morning. How are you?
All is well, Susie. How are you?
Oh, it's been one heck of a week. Sorry, I was just gardening. Hold on. Oh, Jesse. Lord, okay. Let me tell you. I don't want to take up too much time, but I've had many jobs, and I have been substitute teaching. And I did a lot of jobs at the end of the year to get prepared for my trip out to Branson, Missouri. Everybody should go there. And I've had one hell of a, you know, I'm like you. I don't believe in racism, right?
Right.
I believe that we all believe the same. And I come from, you know, small area where there's more whites in Georgia than blacks. And there's been zero Asians. But I moved to a metropolis, and I don't want to say where I live now because I don't live in Georgia now.
Right.
But, okay, I'll get to the gist of it. Bottom line is I go to multiple jobs, multiple schools, elementary, middle, and I am in a blue state. And because I will be working there next year like a crazy loon, I felt reverse racism as a white woman. I'm attractive enough, and I wear modest clothing, of course, as a teacher. And, however, I look quite fresh and beautiful every day when I walk in, and I have a lovely spirit, and my light is shining. And the kids gravitate toward me, black, white, Muslim, Chinese, anything. And so as I go to these schools, the ego of all the teachers, they're mean, they're cruel, and it's all women. And then the men are gay and or. They are support staff that are black, and I do not say African-American because they're not African. Because
right.
If they were African, they'd be respectable to me and treat me like a lady as they should. And instead, they treat me like a white piece of trash, cracker, whatever they want to call me. You right, Jesse?
Right.
So here I am, my brother, and I have kids. I'm in a science class substituting. Now, there's a pegboard. You know, on the wall, it's STEM. So there's hammers, there's hacksaws. And I've got three people of color, beautiful little boys that I am trying to keep safe. and they will not stop running around the class. Now, I have all these other children. Muslim children are actually some of the best in class.
And so,
and I don't want to go too long.
Because of time, what happened?
Yes. So, long story short, he interrogated the whole class. A young man, beautiful black man. I was like, man, he is good looking, right? And I thought, this man's coming in with some energy. He's power. He's man. And he came in the door, and I said, because I couldn't get the kids out in the hall. I said, you three boys are done. And I actually had the whole class say, we want to learn. Get on out, because I make songs up and have fun with the kids. And the other kids were sick of it. It had gone on for about 10 minutes, and I was a little fearful for the weaponry that they could use as they were throwing balls and other objects. And, of course, their teacher is a black male, and he left me no sub plans, nothing to do. So I had to make up my own stuff. Anyway, long story short, the man comes to the door. I think he's an authoritarian, you know, like a principal, security. Well, he's a man who is, you know, low pay, no education, not to say that that's bad. But I assumed that he was somebody with power and would do what's right, get him right to the principal, like old school days. Sure enough, he interrogates and pulls kids out of the class. He takes my support teacher, who's with a kid with Down syndrome and another kid who can't even talk, takes that woman out, who's Muslim, can't even speak English, barely, and is interrogating one by one, looking for cameras, because the boys, the three boys of color, two are black and one is a Hispanic, I believe. No, actually, one was Asian, maybe Filipino, whatever. There's a lot of Asian areas.
And
long
so,
short,
yeah, because of time, what happened,
yeah, okay.
And how did it all, how did it all end?
I get a call from the principal at the end of the day. Did I say this? Did I say that? He interrogates the whole class, making all the kids sad. He made other kids cry. And I feel like it was a racist situation, even though I don't believe in it. I don't believe in racism. I believe he came in saying this white woman is messing with the black kids, messing with the brown kids. Now, these three kids are repeat offenders. Now, this is what's happening in society. So we're teaching in the schools exactly what is happening in society.
And so are you going to stay at this school or are you going to leave?
Oh, no, no. And I told the principal, I cannot believe how you guys are managing your administration, and I will not be back. You know,
you are going to leave?
Oh, I'm not going back there, no.
Oh,
and
good.
Not, but every school I go to, Jesse, they're all, okay, here's the other crazy
are
thing.
You able to, are you able to teach at a private school somewhere?
I could, but the problem is this district pays real well, and it goes into my retirement.
But then you're putting your life at risk.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, here's the other quick thing, and then I'll let you get on. There are so many Muslim women working, and they are leaving their Muslim babies at home, and they are strict and really good parents. They don't let the screen time, all that other jazz, and they are ruining. So now we got a whole other group of women. And I'll tell you, the women are the most creepy, and they're teaching our kids. And you're absolutely right. Every time you talk about teachers, they're scary women. And then the Muslims, they're leaving their babies at home. And what are the Muslim men letting their wives do this? And they cry, and they're sad, and I see them in their hijabs and everything, beautiful women, and they're leaving their babies with these kids, and their babies are learning the behaviors of the American mess. It's terrible, Jesse.
Yeah, no, we have lost the country. But I got to say to you, I would, especially being a white person in America, white people are the most hated, for no reason, but the most hated species on this side of heaven. I would highly recommend if maybe you go to a private school or maybe change career or something. Yeah, because it's too risky, especially with white men and women nowadays at these schools. It's too risky.
Yeah.
And I would do what, you know, that's your life. You know what you need to do for yourself. But I would not recommend you work at a public school.
I hear you. And I believe you. And I trust in your opinion. Do you believe that, what would you do with the education system when you're president?
I would, first of all, I would have competition for it. I wouldn't just give all the government money to the public school. The public school will have competition, and if they don't perform, then they're out. I'll be done with them. That's all.
Yeah.
They need competition.
Close them down.
Yeah.
It's true.
Are you married?
I am.
And you say you have children too, right?
Well, they're older, 21 and 19.
Oh, I see. But since you're married and you're not, it doesn't sound like you got to work out of public school since you're married.
Right.
I would not.
Get out.
I wouldn't take that risk, Susie.
I know. I got bit yesterday by a child who was running around trying to run into a main road. And I helped this man, Jesse, was a white old man. He used to be a CEO of a company, and he's trying to see everybody's trying to help everybody. You know, the devil's in him, right? And so he's working. He's about to have a heart attack chasing this large third grade nonverbal child, black girl, strong as an ox. And I thought they were playing out in the field, and she was about to go, you know, run into real bad traffic. So I intervened because I'm pretty fast. I ran track, and I helped him. And I'm also trained in some protocols.
Susie, I'm going to have to run because of time.
Yeah.
But call me again. But
I will.
I would suggest you get out of school, all right? I'll tell you more stories sometime. Yeah, talk to your husband about this, and you and your husband decide what to do.
You're right. I believe he's the facts and truth. I appreciate it. God bless you.
You too, Susie. 888-888-77, Jesse. Super chat.
Super chat.
JV the Great bought a coffee. I believe I fully understand now. Free will, quote unquote, is about controlling the outcome of all aspects of your life. It's not about what you can do physically. For example, if you have a candy addiction, you can force yourself to stop eating candy, but you can't take away that craving and the thought of candy with that snap of the finger, he says.
Who said that?
JV the Great.
Don't quite understand what you said, but thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. I heard you say we are the cause and effect of our own hell.
Yes.
Which I somewhat understand what you're saying. However, if that's the case, then are you saying it's my choice? This walk is not easy.
This journey, you're absolutely right. It is not easy. But the only reason it's not easy, because you don't know who you are. If you knew who you were, it would be easy. But you think that you are someone that you're not, so it's very difficult. But stay on it. All right? Stay on it. Do not turn back. Do not look to the left or to the right. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. Just stay on the journey and live your life. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Sneed, five coffees in yesterday's video, May 16th, with the fat son who was forced to face his fear of chickens. You said the father was traumatizing the son. What would have been the better way for the father to help the son get over his fear of the
rooster? By not forcing him to do that. That didn't make sense. The father, what was the purpose of the father making the boy deal with an out-of-control rooster like that? Well, it had no purpose at all, except the father got the thrill of seeing the son overreact. And now the son is traumatized. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you for that. We'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go.
All right.
Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Big, loose, fluffy planet was discovered. Space is real, guys. Space is real. And the Trump trial turned against the prosecutors? Interesting. Or the people who are, whatever they are. An executive privilege for evil, unchristian A.G. Merrick Garland. And the storm's blowing through, by the way, guys. And there's pesticide in the tea bags, potentially. So watch out, especially from Yogi. This is the end of hour one of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, May 17th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, guys. You can super chat in the meantime. We will get to the rest of your super chats as well. But first, fake news, not fake news. Comedy Nonsense Network CNN reports a giant planet as fluffy as cotton candy has been spotted, they say, about 1,200 light years from Earth. That's pretty far. Astronomers say it's the second lightest planet, lightest in weight, planet ever found. And they will be key to research investigating atypical planet formation. Cool. I don't know how they figure that it's as fluffy as cotton candy, but that's interesting. Trump trial, CNN top headline this morning, Cohen, as in Michael Cohen the rat, gave Trump his best day in the so-called hush money trial so far. And the subheader reads, the prosecution faces a stiff challenge in repairing the damage done in Cohen's testimony. So even CNN was rocked by this powerful blow from Trump's lawyers. So things got heated in our greatest president's trial, according to the far-left female run outlet The Skim. One of the most dramatic days in court unfolded yesterday as Trump's lawyers grilled the prosecution's so-called star witness, the rat, Michael Cohen. Cohen is Trump's supposed ex-fixer and the one who allegedly paid the alleged extortion money to that dirty video woman whom some of you call Stormy Daniels, her real name Stephanie J.G. Clifford, according to Wikipedia, with phony allegations that Trump broke some stupid law in the process, right? Supposed process. Over the course of several hours, the defense tried to undermine the rat Michael Cohen's credibility by pressing him on the times, many times, in which he lied under oath and accusing him of seeking revenge against his former boss. Not very loyal is that unchristian man. Trump's lawyer shouted, the real lawyer, shouted that the rat lawyer Michael Cohen's testimony was a lie, sharing evidence that a phone call about Stephanie, they call her Stormy, right, didn't happen. What? During questioning, Michael Cohen admitted that he's lied in previous trials. His testimony resumes Monday and closing arguments could begin the following day. Court is off today so that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, can attend the high school graduation of his based tall son, Barron Trump, B-A-R-R-O-N. Summations may begin Tuesday. The jury could have the case as early as next week. We'll see. Whatever. Executive privilege for evil Merrick Garland. Speaking of politics, crooked Joe Biden, that's the so-called president, invoked executive privilege yesterday, just like his predecessor, Obama. The move blocks Republican House committees from accessing Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. Is that the one who said that he's all old and decrepit and it would be like putting an old man on the stand who can't remember things? And it also protects Attorney General Merrick Garland, also not a Christian, from any criminal exposure. What a mess. A storm's blowing through. Dangerous, life-threatening storm system unfolding in the beautiful South. Torrential rain pummels Texas and Louisiana, according to CNN. Storms have killed at least four people in Houston, Texas, left more than a million homes and businesses without power, so say officials. Wind was so strong yesterday, Thursday, it blew out the windows of buildings in downtown Houston, littering the area with glass. As traffic lights went dark. Forecasts show the storm will shift east today and target more of the Gulf Coast with heavy downpours. Around 14 million people at risk of severe weather in the region, swaths of Mississippi and Alabama under moderate level 3 or 4 risk of excessive rainfall. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Isn't that amazing? The second hour already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-5373. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, what does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? Know thyself if you want to be free. If you don't, stay in your hell. What does evil look like inside of you? If you're busy right now, folks, and just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, of course, but you can be listening to the show live no matter what you're doing and where you are by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. All right? And you can podcast all the shows as well, but you can be listening no matter where you are or what you're doing. And don't forget to donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com. My country's gone. The government is out of control. My country is gone. Human nature is out of control. Oh, I forgot. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong.
Who has the best girlfriend ever?
I do.
You know, the devil goes, oh, no, leave him alone. Scared. He's my favorite.
Even though we get in our arguments sometimes, I still love you, okay?
I love you, too. Yeah. I love you, too, baby.
Yeah, you better.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
I think he senses your fear. Get over there and face him.
The mayor's actually taking their demands seriously and wants you to be a good sport and let them stay at your house.
A single mom with a spare bedroom in her house, she felt a call to help.
Why aren't you doing something?
And
you
know, husband let her just, do it.
In my heart, that's what I was telling myself.
Family was nervous at first about the idea of taking in strangers.
Welcome to Circus Major.
Terrific.
What a mess. I want my country back. I want to show you something that when Sean gave me this, I just found out this morning about this. And when he gave it to me, I wasn't surprised. I should have been surprised. But I wasn't surprised. But I should have been surprised. But I wasn't surprised. And I've told you over and over and over and over again lately that my country is done. It's over. Sorry, military men that don't like hearing that, but my country is gone. And one of the reasons, but not the only, is that you've allowed the ladies, the females, to take over the country. And women were not created to lead, only to follow. But you've allowed them to pretend that they're leaders. And now it's gone. And it's gone to get worse. Because the more you let the women take over, because you are letting them do it, it's not happening naturally. I remember in the good old days when women would say out loud, I'm not working for another woman. What are you talking about? And it's difficult working for women. Women are catty. They're judgmental. They're angry. They're out of control. But there are women now who, you should have been at the meeting last night with the women's forum. You see, there are women who are working on themselves. They just didn't know. But it's never going to work. God in Christ, Christ in man of a woman, that's what works. Nothing else is going to work. And they have destroyed all of the men clubs, including the Boy Scouts. And now you're letting them destroy the government. We don't have a serious country anymore. And the world knows it. And the world don't like it. Our enemies like it, but the world needs America to be strong. Not only do we need it, they need it. I want to show you something that happened, according to a report, in the House. In the American government. I'm accustomed to seeing these things happen in foreign governments because we've shown you, especially when we're doing radio, we showed you many times that the foreign government fighting with one another. But never did I imagine that it would be happening in America. It just didn't seem possible. And I remember a while back that guy from, I believe he was from Philadelphia, was going to work in short pants and hoodies and all kind of stuff. And the people were like, what the? He's still wearing his hoodie, and now things are even worse. Yeah, John Fetterman. Remember, he was wearing hoodies and short pants to the White House to work. It's getting worse and worse and worse. You better take over your own world, folks. You are your world. Why not take charge of it? I want you to see something that happened in the United States of America government. These are government representatives. This is from NBC. A House committee meeting devolved into chaos when Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to a question from so-called, quote-unquote, Representative Jasmine Crockett. Marjorie, according to the report, responded to Jasmine by saying, I think your fake eyelashes are messing up what you're reading. Watch this from X. Watch this.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Order. That is
absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Oh, are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
we are going to move and we're going to take your words down.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then,
okay, reserve the right to object.
Hey,
I am not apologizing.
Now, let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
You're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Out of order.
You don't have enough intelligence.
You're out of order. Chair recognizes, Mr.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, we're not gonna do this. Look, you guys. Earlier, literally just said,
oh, you just voted to do
y'all
it.
Y'all did it first, so you
just voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise, and then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
Because if I,
look, chairman,
if I come and talk shit about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair, I don't know if you've noticed it. I have two hearing aids. I'm very deaf. I'm not understanding. Everybody's yelling. I'm doing the best I can.
Wow, the men are letting the women go out of control. And that black woman called Marjorie Taylor bleached, blonde, bad built, butch body. And the men just don't know what to do with them. They're like, these are the kind of women we left at home this morning. What do we do? We couldn't handle them at home. Now y'all acting that way here. Can you imagine this? Bleach, blonde, bad built, butch body. That's what the black woman said. And then that Cortez woman, she had to speak up for the black. Mama came to save. The men are just sitting around there like, what? And that one man, like, yeah, like he said he has two ear things, plugs or whatever they are. He can't hear anything. And he's glad he can't. At least he doesn't have to get up to try to stop him. I remember, and hate reminded me of this too, that I thought in Congress, in the government, you are not supposed to impugn the character of your fellow congressperson, congressman. They always say, blah, blah, blah. They try to say, we treat each other right. That's out of the window. That's in our government, folks. Fight like cats. Just in case you missed that, I want to play it one more time. This is from NBC. This is in the United States of America. Do you still want women in government? You still want it? NBC. A House committee meeting devolved into chaos when Marjorie Taylor Greene, responded to a question from Representative Jasmine Crockett by saying, I think your fake eyelashes are messing up what you're reading. Wow. Watch this from X.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Order.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down. Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
we are going to move and we're going to take your words down.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then,
reserve the right to object.
I am not apologizing.
Now, let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
You're not.
Yeah, you're not. You don't have enough intelligence.
Your chair recognizes Mr.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, we're not gonna do this. Look, you guys. Earlier, literally just...
You just voted to do it.
Y'all did it first, so you don't want to
talk about it.
Order, order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look it, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise, and then you
can't
take it.
You're out of control.
Because if I come and talk shit about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair,
I don't know if you noticed it. I have two hearing aids. I'm very deaf.
Thank God.
I'm not understanding. Everybody's yelling. I'm doing the best I can.
Wow. This is in the house. And I have to say, they're all three of the women wrong. Absolutely wrong. They shouldn't be in our government. That's not the way you're supposed to act in government. Young people are looking, the world is looking. But this is what happens when you allow females to get involved like this. And this is from NBC. Here's what that stupid so-called Cortez had to say. She was up there screaming at Kavanaugh. According to NBC, that is absolutely unacceptable. Quote unquote from Cortez. AOC said, that is absolutely unacceptable. AOC said, how dare you attack the physical appearance of another person? Green taunted AOC, asking, Green taunted AOC, asking, are your feelings hurt? Oh, your feelings hurt. Oh, girl, baby girl. AOC shouted back. Oh, girl, baby girl. AOC shout back. Don't even play. These are grown people. Do you still want women in your government? They're fighting. This is why normal women don't like working for women. They know. Joel Fry just said, I'm with Marjorie Greene if I had to choose. I am too. I like the fact that Marjorie Greene is not backing down from the people of color, especially black women of color. You don't mess with black women. They're special. They're supposed to be able to just get away with all kinds of crap because they're black women. You heard that woman that was stopped by the cops, right? I'm a black female. I'm a black female. And AOC just had a hissy fit. This is, according to NBC, this is absolutely unacceptable, AOC said. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person? Green taunted AOC, asking, oh, your feelings hurt. Is your feelings hurt? And, oh, baby. Baby girl. AOC shout back. Don't even play. And this is from X. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett says, this is from X. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett says, y'all talk noise, and then y'all can't take it. Y'all talk noise, and then y'all can't take it. Because if I come and talk S about her, y'all gonna have a problem. This is this super black female. Y'all talk noise. What kind of communication? The words of my talk, and I'm not in government. What the? Y'all talk noise, and then y'all can't take it. Because if I come and talk S about her, y'all gonna have a problem. May God have mercy on my country. I wonder if Ronald Reagan could have said it better than her, any better than her. And if you notice the men on that committee, they couldn't do anything about it. They can't have their own mama and their own wives if they have them. Ain't no way they ain't going to jump into that one. This woman literally said, y'all, if I talk S about her, y'all got something to say. What a mess. Let me go to Sarah out of South Carolina. Sarah, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I mean, North Carolina.
You got to sing the song.
I'm sorry?
You got to sing the song.
Sarah. Smile, Sarah. Yeah. Amazing.
Jesse, we're in a banana republic. I think.
Well, somebody ate the banana and just left up the republic.
What? It's a lot of monkey business going on, Jesse.
You can say that again.
Yeah, so what do we do? I mean, the women are out of control, Jesse.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah.
So it's like, we talk to the men, like, I don't talk to the men, but you talk to the men, and it seems like they're not trying to get back control. It's like, you ask men who are supposed to be conservative, who do you think should run for VP? And they're saying women names. It's like, we will never be free of these women if the men are not standing up. They're saying, oh, what's the lady who shot her dog? She should be VP. Candace Owens, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Does that lady seem like she could be a VP over anything? Her whole life is falling apart.
Yep. What a mess.
It's a mess, Jesse, but I was laughing.
It's over, Sarah.
So what do you say? Like, is there any chance the men are going to stand up again?
No.
Or is this over?
Those men who return to themselves, to the kingdom of heaven within, they will stand up eventually, but for the most part, it's not going to happen. It's gone now.
They can't even say being a housewife is a good occupation for a mother without these rabid feminists going crazy. And I've seen men standing against it, too.
Yeah.
A man standing against that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
You're really going to have to smile a while with me. And normally what would be done about this is that we, the voters, would vote out these people. In the good old days, these people would be voted out so fast, make their head swim. But now the nature of human being is so screwed up. They're not going to vote these people out because they're okay with it. They love it. And they're not going to vote. And these people know they're not going to get voted out. They should have voted out Cortez a while back, but they keep voting her in. They're not voting her out. And so these people are quite comfortable in the government now because they know that their jobs are protected.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And to the lady who's teaching, I used to be a teacher. I would never step foot in a classroom again. I have my own kids, that is a zoo.
Yeah.
You do not want to be in that environment. It's complete anarchy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't send a dog to a public school.
Me either. Not even Hassan's dog.
What the?
What a mess.
Well, Jesse, it was nice talking to you. You have a good Friday.
You too, Sarah. What a mess. It's over, folks. 888-775-3773. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir. Hey, I saw that movie you mentioned yesterday called Come Back, Sheba.
Come Home, Little Sheba.
Little Sheba. Yeah, man. It's on YouTube for free, man.
It
is?
That
was a great movie. Yeah, anybody can watch it for free on YouTube, the whole thing.
That was an amazing movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I like old school movies like that, man.
Yeah, I think all the actors are dead now. If they are alive, I'm not aware of it.
They all are, of them.
They were very good actors and actresses in that movie.
Yeah, I didn't know Alcoholics Anonymous was that old. I thought AA was a new thing. But I didn't know that they were dealing with that same problem back in the '50s. You know, in the 40s.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of Alcoholics Anonymous either.
Yeah, and then maybe that whole movie they were just trying to promote it.
Yeah.
Push it, you know. Probably
but Come
like
Home, Little Sheba. Very good movie. Shaw would love that, I believe, too, because he liked old movies like that, too.
Yeah, he would love it. Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, it really is. Amazing. Yeah. Now that I know it's on YouTube, I'm going to check it out again. It was real good.
Yeah, everybody can watch it for free. So
right on.
I was calling for the biblical question, though, man.
What does evil look like inside of you?
It's when I want something, the thoughts and feelings that make me want something, and it's usually me wanting to feel good, and that's how the evil in me operates. It tricks me into doing things.
No, the question is, something. What does evil look like inside of you?
Yeah, so it looks like the thoughts and feelings that trick me into thinking that I want something that I don't really want.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you been, before it became a biblical question, have you been noticing the evil inside of you?
Yes. Yeah. And I know I can't help it. Just, you know, I mean, that's basically the top priority in my life is trying to overcome it. Just like the guy in that movie, and that he thought he Alcoholics Anonymous, like being an alcoholic. You know, I got vices in my life like that too. So, you know, I've always seen it. That's what attracts me to your show and what y'all are doing, because that seems to me like the best way to try to overcome it.
Is it getting better for you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's
nice.
Yeah. It's not as bad as it used to be. And, you know, I'm stable. But I think, you know, it's like Alcoholics Anonymous, the organizations like that, they don't really get to the root of the issue. They do. They give you, like, the quick fixes and the...
Yeah.
It's more mechanical.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it, Josh. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what, all the way to the end. He who endures to the end get the prize.
Yes, sir.
And thanks for responding to the question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. Will do, man. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. I got to take a quick break. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Have you checked out the Alpha Jerkies lately? If ever, after we saw what's happened in the House, in Congress there, you're going to need some Alpha Jerkies. Watch this. People tell me I have a lot of Alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Alpha Jerky. Alpha Jerky. Alpha Jerky from Big Club, USA. Alpha Male. And you can have Alpha Jerky energy too. Amazing. Check out Big Club USA. If ever you need it, Alpha Jerky, you need them now. Amazing. And check out my books. Amazing books. And I will sign them all. From Rage to Responsibility, my first book. I was so young. Get it? Oh, ain't pretty. From Rage to Responsibility, my first book. And then Scam. How the black leaders exploit black Americans. America. And they still doing it today even more so. And they have new ones that's taken over. And then a little small pocket guy, 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success guy. Highly recommend a little pocket guy for everybody and they mama. I highly recommend it. If you want to start a business, thinking of business, or have a job and you want to make your money work, I highly recommend it. And then the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. My last book, if ever we needed a healing, if ever we needed the antidote, we need it now. The antidote. Check them out. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. rebuildingdemand.com/store or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I will sign them for you. Let me go quickly to Abigail. Abigail, nice name, Abigail, out of Colorado. Abigail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'd like to answer the biblical question also.
What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you?
Fear.
Fear.
Which is rooted in unconsciousness.
Fear and unconsciousness.
Yeah.
How one comes
from the other.
How do you know it's rooted in unconsciousness?
Because I can only have fear when I'm unconscious.
And so...
That's not practical.
And in knowing that, if you believe that to be true, why not overcome fear?
I'm overcoming fear.
No, why not overcome it? Why not just be done with it? Why not drop it?
I'm dropping it. As soon as I saw that in myself, that it was rooted in fear, I'm dropping it.
Why haven't you dropped it already when you saw it?
Just like they were saying the other day, I'm so used to the story I'm telling myself that the fear just comes so uneasily. And when I realized that I was unconscious, now I can stop it.
Repeat that. I'm sorry.
I was having fear from the story that I would tell myself.
And what type of, like what, for an example?
I become obsessed with what I fear. So yesterday I read a sign that said, you're in mountain lion territory. And I became unpractically scared. And I became obsessed with it. And I realized that I was unconscious. I could barely see. I couldn't hear the birds around me.
Amazing. I want to respond to that, but I got to wait until Sunday. But very, very interesting. You should have been at the women's forum last night, Abigail. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah, your women are helping me. Danielle, the little Asian lady, little Shy. They're all helping me. So,
nice.
Yeah, they're helping me see myself.
Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And thanks for responding to... Oh, did you know that this is from Barry.com? The name Abigail is a girl's name of Hebrew origin, meaning my father is joyful.
Yes.
Sean just gave that to me. Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, Abigail, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Vicky out of Texas. Vicky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, bro. How are you?
All is well, Vicky. How are you?
We're doing well out here. Thanks.
Good.
man, that clip. I wanted to start off real quick. That clip that you... In Congress, this is what's happening. Like, it's like being in junior high. It's so ridiculous. Nobody had control of that Congress in there. No one.
It's even worse than being in junior high, because even in high school, the teachers at that time would not just allow you to go out of control like that.
No, they'd smack you.
Yeah.
I came from the old school, so yeah, you didn't get away with that. And there were more men teachers than female.
Right. And those men over in Congress, when that was happening, they had no control over those females at all. They were just letting them carry on. And one man that sounded like he may have been in charge of the thing said, he was like, well, I have earplugs. I can't, or headplugs, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't hear what's going on.
It's a mess, Jesse. I miss our country, too. I'm from the old school like you. And I miss it because we had an amazing time. But I wanted to say, I called because going back to school, high school and whatnot, I went all through school with Gary Ridgway, who you spoke about yesterday, the Green River Killer.
With who?
But Gary Ridgway.
Oh, the Green River Killer.
Him.
We played that yesterday. Garen
Leon.
Yeah,
I grew up with him.
And he was the guy that, was he the one where the man said, I forgive you?
Yeah, I saw that clip.
Well, that's the same, was that the same clip?
What, was that the same clip?
Where the father said to him, all these other people won't forgive you, but I do.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I wanted to call and say thank you for playing that, because growing up with Gary, like, he graduated in my brother's class. We were in that same area by SeaTac Airport. And so he was a little older, but as a kid, he was, like, really cool and, you know, kind of shy off and on, and then he had his good side, you know. But I remember he was, when my first husband, was on a pool league.
So you
Gary
knew,
was,
you knew.
Yeah, I grew up with him.
The killer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
It was, yeah, I knew him growing up. He worked for a big trucking company.
Did you know that he was going to become a killer?
No, absolutely not. Like, I even had him at my house.
You had him?
I even had him at my house. My husband was on a pool league on Friday nights off of Pack Highway. And it was just a little beer and wine place, but there were pool tables. And Gary would come in there every now and then. And he used to call me Blondie, and he taught me how to play Donkey Kong. He grew up, he hated his mother, absolutely hated his mom. And
how do you, how do you know that?
Because he used to tell us downstairs when we were playing pool.
Oh, yeah?
That his mom was a whore. Yeah. That's what he said.
A mess. So, wow.
But yeah, I mean, it's
and
like.
So when you found out that he had been accused of being a killer like that, killing all those people. Allegedly, you were surprised?
I was extremely surprised.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, surprised. I never in my life would have imagined it would have been him, ever. Ever, ever. But I he didn't know his dad, and he didn't have a great relationship with his mom. And, I don't know. My husband, my ex-husband, he called me up years ago, and he said, guess who the Green River Killer is up here? And I was like, I don't know, because I'd forgotten about it. It'd been some time. And he said, Gary Ridgway. I couldn't even believe it. I was in shock.
That's amazing and, that you knew this guy.
Yeah, I grew up with him.
What a mess!
But I know that when you said yesterday that wasn't Gary, the real Gary.
So what now?
I absolutely agree. When you said yesterday it wasn't the real Gary, the true Gary.
It's the same hell.
I absolutely agree with you.
It's the same. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
It's the same hell that's in all human beings until you overcome it.
All of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because you know how you always say, there he is. Aw. How you say that nobody's better than murderers or any, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Because there was one time in my life that my first husband, the one that used to play pool with Gary, he didn't come home for like 2 days. And I was so angry with him that I chased him out of the house with a butcher knife. And if he hadn't jumped out of that big window that we had that was open, if he hadn't jumped out of that window, I would have stabbed him. So I would have been no better than Gary.
That's right.
No better.
Yeah.
It would have been the same evil thoughts, evil jealousy, evil this, evil that, than that guy sitting right there that I'm looking at. My
That's
old buddy from high
amazing.
School. Yeah.
Thank you, Vicky. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And thank you for, there's the man that forgave him.
thank you, Jesse, for playing that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank my producer. He came up with it, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Vicki. Amazing.
Have a wonderful day, Jesse. Have a great weekend.
You too.
See you on Sunday.
All right. Thank you so much. Amazing. 888-775-3773. That's one light open. Let me go to Nick out of Amsterdam. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Nick.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What does evil look like inside of you?
What I've noticed is that it looks like me and everything that I hate.
It looked like you and everything you hate.
Yeah.
Interesting. Before it became a biblical question, were you able to see the evil inside of you?
I've been noticing it, yeah, but I never examined it this closely.
And why not?
Oh, probably like a hard pill to swallow, you know?
That's the problem with every human being. It's a hard pill to swallow to see the evil inside of you. They love to point it out in somebody else, but they cannot see it or won't see it inside themselves. And as a result, they would never be free.
Yeah, so true.
Nick, I appreciate that, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Did you have another question?
Maybe, yeah. I wanted to ask you if you know God.
Who?
God.
I'm sorry?
G-O-D.
Oh, if I know God.
Yes.
Yes.
And can you, I'll ask you what I've noticed, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but
okay.
In order to know God, I think that you have to let go and drop everything, let go of and drop everything that you know. And if that's the case, yeah, go ahead.
No, finish your point.
I said, well, if that's the case, then I wanted to ask you if it's, like, worth it, if you've done that, and if you recommend it.
When you let go of you, and when you let go of all your thoughts, because thoughts are just thoughts, and that's all they're worth, when you let that go, you shall know God.
Okay. That's also scary to do, but
What's scary to do?
To drop all of those things.
I understand what you're saying, and it's so deep. It's so deep, and it's so true. But why are you afraid to let it go? Why don't you just let it go?
I think because at first, and maybe I still don't really want to, but at first I definitely didn't want to, but I'm starting to see that it's probably the only way.
There is no other way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. When you let go of thoughts, you're going to let go of you, and then you shall know God. Isn't that amazing?
It sounds amazing.
Stay with it.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, Jesse. And enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, you too. And thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Sure. Great question, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It's deep.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care, guys.
All right. Okay. Good question. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, hi, Jesse. My wife just had a miscarriage. I am not upset about it, for it is what it is. But I do have a question. Was this God's will, or was it a result of sin in the body? I ask because my thinking is that if God wanted us to have this child, it would have happened.
Repeat that.
My wife had a miscarriage. I'm not upset about it. I have a question, though. Is it God's will, or was it a result of sin in the body? Because if God wants... My thinking is if God wanted us to have this child, it would have happened.
I don't know why she had it, the miscarriage, right? But it wasn't God's will at all. God is not willing that anyone should perish. No, it wasn't God's will. But I'm glad you're dealing with it. I'm glad you're dealing with it in the way that you're dealing with it. But it's definitely not God's will. God can't send his son that he might have life. But so I don't know why your wife that happened, though. Thank you.
No more thoughts about a coffee biblical question.
What does evil look like inside of you?
The hell in me looks like insecurities about what I should be and what I should have compared to others. Difficulty in making decisions, hopelessness about vain things I don't even need. But none of it is me, and I hope it will all be taken away. I'm changing for sure because many important things of the past have completely lost their meaning.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Evan from Connecticut, three coffees. Jesse, I took your pet advice and stopped being soft by forcing my cat to stay inside. And I think it's more loving to let it live free. But how do I overcome the thoughts that something bad will happen? Many large predators where I live, and I made the cat too important to me.
Well, I don't know how long you made it a house cat, but I'm sure you weaken it by doing that. So it'd be a little rougher outside of the home for the cat, but leave the cat alone, the cat will be fine. The cat has been given all it needs to defend itself out in the wildness.
I know a friend who brought a cat after moving, and then the cat got run over by a car.
Nice.
Moving on.
Amazing. Thank you.
It's me, Zenya, says, I'm not like many women, but I tip like a mad woman because I've been a bartender. Bartenders don't bartend like they should now, though. They don't even smile anymore with the bars I've visited in Iowa.
Bartenders don't tip like they used to?
No, they don't bartend like they used to.
Oh, bartenders don't bartenders like they used to when she was a bartender?
The service is not the same. They don't even smile anymore.
I know. Everything is bad now. Service is bad in America. There's no gratitude. There's no thank you. There's no glad to see you in order to get good tips or anything. It's bad. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby, a couple of diamonds. Joe Biden needs 17 takes to plagiarize Clint Eastwood's go ahead, make my day line. Beta.
Oh, beta. Beta.
Aries one with the diamond. Gamma male. Not alpha male, not beta male. Not delta male, but gamma male.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. I forget what it is.
Maybe
it's like destiny.
Thank you.
Nice. Emma bought three coffees. Good morning, JLP and team. How can one stop overthinking or know if they are observing their thoughts correctly during the silent prayer? I feel the warmth part, but then overthink about observing my thoughts, but no thoughts come, and it's just me thinking about the silent prayer. Sorry, it's a bit hard to explain. Thank you all.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Oh, a mess.
No answer. No answer for you, Emma.
Because I want to say the question.
Oh. How do I stop overthinking or know if they are over observing their thoughts correctly during silent prayer?
How does she know if she's observing? If you can see the thought, you're observing them. Just watch them. That's all to it. Like you're watching a movie. Thank you.
And we'll read the rest later, next hour, hopefully.
One more hour to go. When I come back, your phone call, we're going to finish the Super Chat. Hate news, but not the fake news right now. Back in a moment.
Ask my question. I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing.
All right. Good. Whole lot of mess going on in the world. Like I said, pesticide in the tea bags, maybe. Immigration, also known as invasion. It's the 70th anniversary of the destruction of the Constitution by way of the evil Brown versus Board of Education, so-called Supreme Court decision, so says the NAACP and Commie Nonsense Network, and get rid of birth control and the pro-pot government. They want to just destroy us. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Get it off your chest Friday, May 17th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll hopefully get to the rest of the super chats. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, of course, the Hake Report. I have a guest today, Matthew. Matthew with one T of Caught in the Middle. He's interviewed me a couple of times at least. I've interviewed him a couple of times at least, I believe. And we're going to talk again about the, which would you rather be in the woods with, ladies? A bear or a strange man whom you don't know? Not necessarily strange, but somebody you don't know. Stranger, as in you don't know him. Anyway, CNN reports 900,000 tea bags by the brand Yogi. They are recalling them due to possible pesticide contamination, according to the FDA. Is pesticide bad for you, though? Really? Is it that bad for people? It's just to kill bugs, not people, right? But maybe it does other things. It's not good. Immigration, also known as invasion, the Department of Homeland so-called Security and the Injustice Department have announced new plans targeting migrants, meaning illegals, who have unlawfully crossed the U.S. southern border. Told ya, illegal aliens. Some so-called migrants, illegals, will be placed on a new court docket that will have their cases resolved within 180 days. What is that, like 6 months? They get to be here for 6 months still? Supposedly cutting down the process by months, if not years. The docket applies to single adults who are released from government custody and headed to one of five destination cities, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City. This comes as so-called immigration court backlog. The immigration court backlog exceeds 3 million pending cases, according to an analysis of immigration court data. They should just send them all back. No court for you. No court for you. Anyway, the evil Brown versus Board of Education 70-year anniversary. Quote, history has taught us that progress is not made in a straight line. That's at the NAACP, National Association Against Colored People. So-called president and CEO Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, Johnson, commenting on cultural tensions in school districts across the United States. Today marks exactly 70 years since Brown versus Board of Education outlawed so-called separate but equal edumamification, and the quality of education has gone straight down into the dumps since then, and many other things. Research shows many school districts today are still racially segregated because they are divided along residential and economic lines, and that's a good thing. Anyway, get rid of birth control. What people are looking into? Birth control. The far-left female-run outlet, The Skim, reports a New York Times analysis, New York Slimes analysis, found that the number of birth control prescriptions in the United States has gradually increased. That's despite women on social media vowing to quit the pill. The analysis comes amid a larger national conversation about access, communist buzzword, to reproductive health. It's not healthy to stop the birth, stuff like that, and abortion bans. The data also shows that 9 states with the strictest abortion restrictions saw more women seeking out so-called birth control. So evil. Playing God, those women. The evil Biden administration on Thursday took another step towards reclassifying marijuana as a lower-risk substance, opening a 60-day public comment period in a step that the crooked Joe Biden deemed monumental, something like that. The Injustice Department proposed rescheduling it as a Schedule 3 controlled substance, blah, 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 blah. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. Happy down here. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My brand new biblical question is for this week. What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? What does it look like? What does it look like? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the whole wide world, you can be listening to the show. And you can podcast the show, by the way. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and all that good stuff. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP on Cash App. It's Friday. It's the third hour of the show today. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong.
Who has the best girlfriend ever?
I do.
You know, the devil goes, oh, no, leave him alone. Man, he's my favorite.
Even though we get in our arguments sometimes, I still love you, okay?
I love you, too.
Yeah.
I love you, too, baby.
Yeah, you better.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
I think he senses your fear. Get over there and...
The mayor's actually taking their demands seriously and wants you to be a good sport and let them stay at your house.
Single mom with a spare bedroom in her house, she felt a call to help.
Why aren't you doing something? You know, that's just in my heart. That's what I was telling myself.
Family was nervous at first about the idea of taking in strangers.
Welcome to Circus Major.
Terrific.
Okay, 888-775-3773. We last Tuesday, I believe, we made a mistake on a report, and I just want to clear that up. I want to clear it up real fast here. We gave you this story, and from Dallas News, and this is from Dallas News. Authorities are asking for the public's help to identify two people who robbed a mail carrier in Addison earlier this month. Now, that's the story we gave you. We were playing. It was a mistake. But we played the wrong clip. Here is the correct clip from Fox.
Well, police are asking for the public's help in identifying two suspects after a mail carrier was robbed while on the job in Addison. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service says the suspects attacked the mail carrier just before 2 p.m. last Monday on Spring Valley Road. Police didn't say whether anyone was hurt. The agency is offering up $150,000 for anyone who has information that leads to an arrest. CBS News Texas has learned that there have been more than a dozen robberies of mail carriers in the DFW area this year alone. Last month, the national president of the Postal Police Officers Association called on USPS to reassign its police force of more than 350 officers to monitor letter carriers in high-risk routes. Currently, those officers are guarding post offices.
Amazing. It's the same about bringing the police back, right? And here is the correct story for the clip we played yesterday. This is from Fox. The U.S. Postal Inspector Service said at least six mail carriers have been robbed in the Bay Area since last month. One was armed robbery in Dublin that was caught on camera. Watch this from Fox.
Surveillance video shows the female postal carrier putting items into a mailbox in front of a home in Dublin Monday afternoon around 4:30 when suddenly a masked man followed by a second person comes up from behind her. The postal worker who asked not to be identified describes being robbed at gunpoint.
Somebody came behind me and boom, just hit me and put a gun to the back of my head. And he said, give me your keys. You don't want to die, do you? I go, no. So I reached in and got my keys, gave him my keys. He goes, where's your phone? You got 2 minutes.
The carrier went to the mail truck to get her phone and handed it to the armed robber while fearing the worst.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
But the two men ran away after taking the keys to mailboxes and the truck, along with her cell phone. She went to a neighbor for help in calling 911.
Amazing. So Sean is here to straighten out this mess. That's his mess, not mine. My producer and expert on JLP Talk.
I'm sorry.
What a mess. He white.
No, I gave you the wrong clip for the story that we had played on Tuesday, so.
Right.
And I'm ashamed.
You should be.
There was. Did you update your packet? There's
no.
One little quick thing I want to cover.
Oh, okay.
But another thing about the mail carrier thing is they steal the keys. They rob the mail carriers, and they steal the keys for the mailbox things, and then they go rob the mailboxes because they have a very special key.
So they steal the keys that the mail person's carrying because they have to go and unlock the little mailbox things?
Right.
Wow. What made them come up with that idea, though? The thief. I would have thought of that one.
Because the key isn't something you can just replicate. It's a very specific key. It's not like your regular key that you can just copy. It's a very, specific key that you need to open these mailboxes. So they steal the key, and then they go rob the mailbox.
And so they were sitting around at home one day, and they thought, you know what? We robbed the drugstore. We smash and grab. We do this and do that. Let's go and take the keys from the mail person.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, but there's one other quick thing I wanted to cover real quick. This isn't something we would normally cover, but it's very interesting to me.
Okay.
So I updated your packet.
Yeah, I would try to pull it up now.
This is the latest news in boxing. So tomorrow is a very big, like, heavyweight boxing fight. They're calling it the biggest fight in, like, 20 or 30 years.
Oh, that's happening tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
So from DAZN, only one day until the biggest fight of 2024, Tyson Fury, the WBC champion and unified heavyweight champ, Alexander Usyk, meet tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. This is from Combat Embedded. Go ahead and play that.
Alexander Usyk was introduced to the non-boxing fans when he beat Anthony Joshua twice over. Tyson Fury, how he's done it, you know, you saw that from near-death experience fighting Wilder, getting back up the floor. So you
could be all over now. Will be now. That surely is going to be the end of the fight.
But I'm a conqueror. Remember that. He's Alexander, but I am the great.
Моєї моєї кар'єри та спортивної кар'єри і спортивного мого життя.
So you've got the best fighters in the world fighting the best.
We may get surprised, you never know.
The baddest man walking the face of the earth. Two undefeated boxers in their prime going up against one another. It's going to be incredible.
Listen, it's been going on a long time. He's going to put the fight on for all the belts. The undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Let's go, my brother, let's go.
So this is the two best heavyweights in the world fighting each other.
Who is the heavyweight champion of the world?
Amazing.
So heavyweight boxing, you know.
So those two guys going to fight?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh.
And so one of them is from Ukraine and one of them is from Britain. And, you know, heavyweight boxing is a big deal. This is like the biggest and best fighters in the world. And since they're both undefeated, they're both, undisputed, it's like this is really the end of the line for one of them.
So they are the best in the world?
Yeah.
In the whole wide world?
Yeah, the two best. The two best and biggest. You know, they have different weight classes.
Right.
If they were 50 pounds less, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Oh, I see.
But they're the biggest and best, and it really gets the people going. But the part that I find really interesting is the next clip, because this guy, Alexander Usyk, is from Ukraine, and he can't really speak English. Like, he can, but it's all broken. So there's this thing, this, like, sort of running joke, and you'll see why in a second, but this is from Boxing Forum 24. This quote from Alexander Usyk is a classic. This guy is very feel. Watch this compilation.
How are you feeling?
I'm feel. I'm very feel.
How do you feel?
I'm feel.
Good.
I'm very feel.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm feel. I'm very feel. I'm hungry.
On the Usyk. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm feel. I'm very feel.
You are feel.
I'm feel. I'm very, very feel.
How do you feel?
I'm feel. I'm very feel.
How are you feeling?
I'm feel. I'm feel. I'm very feel.
Alexander, I gotta ask you, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feel. Hello, amigos, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very feel.
I'm feel. I'm very, very feel.
What does that mean?
What?
I am feel. You feel?
Yes, I'm feel. I'm very, very feel.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm very fine.
What?
So the running joke is that one day after a fight, he was asked, how do you feel? And he just said, I am feel. I'm very feel. Because he doesn't know how to speak English.
Wow.
So maybe that's just me.
And then it caught on. Huh?
Yeah. It's like accidentally kind of profound.
No.
You know, he doesn't say how he feels. He says, I am feel.
And now he just used it all the time?
Yeah. So once he said it the first time, it sort of went viral. And now he just says it all the time, you know, as a joke. I am feel. It kind of reminds me of Trump when they took the photo shoot of him. And he was like, I am the storm.
Oh, you know? Yeah. That was deep. Are you going to watch the fight?
Probably not.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be something you have to pay for. It's,
oh,
really,
I see.
It's really late at night.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just watch highlights the next day.
Oh, amazing, man.
But I think Usyk's going to win.
Oh, do you?
I think the Ukrainian guy who can't speak English is going to win. I am Phil. I am very Phil.
Very Phil.
Anyway.
Amazing, sir. Yeah, nice Friday. Sorry, too. Amazing.
Calls.
Amazing. My producer. Thank you, sir. And thanks for saying that, the mail thing, too, the story. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Buell out of Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Buell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
All is well, sir. Welcome, Buell.
My six-year-old daughter wanted to speak to you.
Amazing. What's her first name?
Grace.
Grace.
Grace, here you go.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Grace.
I wanted to say I heard you on the radio, and I heard you say amazing, and then I can do your voiceover. Here it is. Amazing!
Nice. I would love for you to be my voiceover, Grace. Amazing.
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 And my daddy said that I'm an alpha girl.
That's right.
And my daddy said that he tells me that never get angry.
That's right. Stay away from anger. There's never, ever, 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 but never a reason to get angry, all right?
Okay.
And I like your name. That's a pretty name, Grace.
Thank you.
Right on. And amazing. You sound so strong for 6 years old. Amazing. Amazing call, Grace. Thank you for calling me, and call me again, all right?
I will.
All right. Take care. Nice name, Grace.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. That was amazing.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Amazing. She sounds so strong. See what happens when you're with your father? When you're with the father. 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Colorado. Rob out of Colorado. Let's see here. Rob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for the message that he's sending to me through you. And I'm just getting a little confused on one part, maybe. And I'm trying to understand how you can work on yourself if there is no you. You know, I guess the way I understand it, I've been thinking is kind of that, I guess what I am is an empty vessel that things come in and out of. But I don't know if I'm on the right track or... just hoping maybe you could help explain that a little bit.
Okay, and your question is what now?
How can you work on yourself if there is no you?
By seeing that there is no you. All human beings, until they start to wake up, most people are not going to wake up, but all human beings believe that they are their thoughts and emotions. And they've been living in that dark hell of thoughts and emotions. And as a result, they've been catching nothing but hell. They have not understood that thoughts are just thoughts, and that's all it is. And thoughts live in time, meaning the past or the future. And all they ever do is remind you of time so they can keep you in the hell that you're in. But when you can realize that you're not your thoughts, and let them go, you'll be free.
So is that I'm just the seer. I'm not, I understand that my thoughts come to me. They're not me. I don't identify with them or the feelings that arise from them.
Right.
But I guess that's what you're saying then when you say, when you can see it. So that I'm the me is just the seer.
You are the seer, but you're not the seer, because it is the light, the nature, the love, the power of God that is showing you that you're not your thoughts. that you're not those feelings, the good or the bad feeling, they're both evil, and that you're not your thoughts at all. That's why when you forgive, in order for this to happen, you must go and forgive. And when you forgive your mother and your father, he will bring you into the kingdom of heaven, and the light will shine on the darkness, meaning his light will shine on the thoughts, and you will see that you've never been those thoughts. It's always been a lie.
Yes.
And meaning, and as a result of that, excuse me, you would know that you have never in your whole lifetime, since you've been on earth, you have never had any problems. You have never done anything wrong. You are not a sinner nor a saint. You're neither guilty or innocent. You're nothing. You're none of those things. You're free, for the lack of a better word. And during those periods when you judge yourself or you felt bad about something that you thought you had done, it was all ego. It was all the nature of the devil, but it was never you.
Right. Yes. Free.
But if you can let every thought go right now, you could be free the rest of your life.
Yeah. And I did, my mother passed away today, 1 year ago.
May her soul rest in peace.
Thank you. Yeah, and I was able to forgive her. This is, I guess, why you resonate with me so much, because I did feel, well, I don't know, I am feel, I feel like, I was able to forgive her, and almost in the same words that you recommend people use, without ever having even heard you before. And I actually just had a conversation with my father a week or so ago and forgave him, and actually it kind of choked up a little bit. And really, I just thank you thank God for you.
Well, stay with it, because the same God that is causing me to tell you these things, he is allowing you to see that it's true. And the reason he is allowing you to see that it's true, because you want to see it. You want the truth. You're welcome to truth. And now that you're welcome to truth, you haven't seen anything yet, Rob. I'm telling you, man, it just gets clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. Just stay with it. And I want you to know and remember, even if you have to kind of say it to yourself sometime, a thought is just thoughts. That's all it is. It's just empty thoughts that remind you of something that a long time ago or yesterday or this morning, all it does is remind you of the past, which doesn't even exist. But it would tell you that so that it can keep you in living in time instead of in the presence of God in the moment, in right now. If you could stay present, you could stay aware, you could be free.
Amen. Thank you. It is becoming clear, and I really appreciate it. The silent prayer thing really changed my life. So
right on. Stay with it. All right?
Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing call, Rob. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. You too, buddy. Thank you. You got to realize a thought is just a thought. That's all it is. Really. It has no power. It has no authority. It has no truth. It has no life. It has no nothing. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. That's all it is. You drop the thoughts, you can drop your hell. No matter what color you are, where you live, how much money you have or don't have, how many crimes you committed or not committed, whatever you've been doing, it's just a thought, and it's not yours. And it's not even you doing the crime. Isn't that amazing? you are thinking that you are suffering because, in all honesty, the real you are not even suffering. The lie is. Come out of thoughts. A thought is just thoughts. That makes sense, Hake.
Yes.
I forgot to announce your guest today.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
Matthew. Matthew with one T from Caught in the Middle.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 11.
I don't even know if he's Christian. We're going to talk about the, would you rather be stuck with a man or a bear, ladies, if you're caught in the woods?
Amazing.
Some man you don't know.
So you have, what's the name of the guest again?
Matthew, Caught in the Middle.
On the Hake Report today at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
That's right.
Do you see that a thought or thoughts is just a thought or thought and has no meaning at all?
Yeah.
Zero.
It's
just a thought.
I can think back to remembering it made sense because, you know, like emotional pain.
Yeah.
Isn't even like real actual pain.
Sure isn't.
It's
emotional
just,
pain is not even real. Isn't that amazing?
Terrible. You just get caught up in stuff that starts to matter to you in your imagination too much.
All thoughts are all lies. It's just a thought. And if you can be present, watch those thoughts, you will see it's just a thought. And you'll be like, what the? And you will be like, oh my God. The things I thought and believed. The pain I brought upon others because I believed. You don't want belief in God. You want to know God. People who say they believe God, they lie. They believe about God, but they don't believe in God. God is not about belief. God is about knowing. My children shall know me. He didn't say, my children shall believe me or believe about me. My children shall know me. Isn't that amazing? But the church teach you to believe and nobody believe. They just believe about and that's it. They get them nowhere. A thought is just a thought. Or thoughts, thoughts, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Let me go to Ali. Is Ali? Ali out of Canada. Ali, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Jesse, I'm calling to thank you and answer the biblical question.
What does evil look like inside of you?
Evil doesn't look like nothing inside of me. Inside of me, there's only the kingdom of heaven. I've overcome, and that's where I go in when it seems like I'm being attacked by the devil and evil. That's where I go in, and that's where the kingdom of heaven is.
Very interesting. I will put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Very interesting, though.
Hey, Jesse, I just want to give you a background. So in 2021, I come to find you after crying out to God because life was pure hell. I was 360 pounds. The
Whoa.
Devil convinced, me that the only
Hold
way
on,
I was
buddy.
Was,
Hold on, hold yes, on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, quick announcements, all right? The Hake Report. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. He has a guest today. And I forgot who it is, but he has a guest today. You don't want to miss it. I don't know if you heard Hake yesterday. Oh, Caught in the Middle. Is Hake's guest today. And if you didn't hear Hake yesterday, it was wow. Make sure you podcast this show from yesterday. The Hake Report. And then at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. A brand new episode of the Father State. Susanna Weiss. W-E-I-S-S was my guest. She was back for the second time on the Fallen State. And she is a writer, sex and relationship coach, and author of the new book, Subjectified, Becoming a Sexual Object. Sexual Object. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
A lot of women dress like sluts now.
Oh, because it's nice to feel sexy and feel wanted.
And would you ever dress like a slut?
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Oh, well, at least you're honest about it. What's good about feelings?
I think they put you in touch with who you are and what you need.
What the? Have you forgiven your mother for screwing you up?
She did.
Yeah, she made you her image.
That's, I think, the most profound thing you've said.
I told you, look to the man for the answer. Amazing. At 12 noon today, thefatherstate.tv. And support the Father State there, thefatherstate.tv/donate. Oh, so it's subjected. They say I said objected. Sound like both the same to me. And then at 4 p.m. today, the American Anchor Baby, he will be airing the show today. The American Anchor Baby, a genius, energy given to him by God. I hope you had a chance to see his family on my show day before yesterday. He has a real family, a real life family. He's not just flying around with all this energy on an airplane. Podcast my show, you'll be able to see his family, mothers, sisters, everybody. What the? But the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today. And then church on Sunday, fellowship on Sunday. I'll see you all there. If you're in the L.A. area, come on down. It's for everyone. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting begins at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. And help us out. We got a lot of work to do. All right? Thank you all for that. I want to go quickly back to Allie out of Canada. And Allie said that he was 300. Alan, you were 300-some pound at one time?
I was 360 pounds, Jesse.
Wow. And what made you why did you put on so much weight?
Jesse, I was getting seduced by the food. I was angry. I was living in hell. Hated my parents, hated my wife. I hated the cat, the dog. I hated everybody. I'm a trucker. I used to road rage every day. Just pure hell.
Yeah.
Like the devil had pure control over my life. And then one day I was so tired of it. I'm like, God, please help me. And then I kid you not, Jesse, like 2 days later, your videos come on. I just find you randomly on YouTube. I started listening, soaking it all in, went, forgave my mom, forgave my dad. And I'm going to let you know something. After that, my relationship with my wife got even worse. But I stayed with it. She came around. And the only reason I tell you all of this is because a few days ago, some guy, Vlad from Russia, called you and asked you if you were the only one. And I just want to let him know, if he stays with it, whether it takes 2 years, 3 years, because now it's 2024, it went even worse after I forgave.
Yeah.
But now, for the last, I'm going to say, like 6-7 months, I don't get angry. Life is amazing. And the thing I just realized is that you get it intellectually first, but then the more you practice, the more you stay with it, the more you live with the light, is your nature starts to change. Now, regardless, I'm on the highway, people cut me off, they stick the middle finger, it doesn't bother me at all. I go inside work, these women, they're angry, they're yelling. It doesn't bother me because I understand how I was in 2021 is how they are now.
Yes.
So I give them mercy. I have mercy on myself. I have mercy on everybody. And you just have to stay with it.
Yes.
You know, whether it takes 10 years, just stay with it. And you're just going to realize that your nature is changing. You're always at peace. I got sued the other day. The devil tried to attack me. Oh, you're going to lose your house. I didn't even believe him one time. Just went, got me a lawyer. That's it. Life is amazing. You know,
There's
no reason. You just got to stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Whether it takes 10 years, 15 years, your nature will change if you stay with it. If you let the devil convince you and you go back in hell, that's all you're going to ever have is hell.
That
you
is
know?
So true, man. Wow. That's
so
amazing. Absolutely true.
So I just want to call you and thank you for it. Right now I'm 220 pounds, and I stopped getting seduced by food. I stopped getting seduced by sex. I used to lust, Jesse. I used to lust over every girl.
I used to see.
Now I look at them, it doesn't even bother me. You know, there's nothing there. I just
right
look at
on.
Them like, yeah, just another woman, you
right
know?
Right on.
You just got to stick with the light, and the light of God will guide you, you know?
You're absolutely true, man. Right on.
He just needs to stay with it. And just say, I have one question.
Yes, real fast.
Okay, real quick. So the other day I was talking to my son. He was misbehaving, and I was asking him questions. The same way you ask, like, people questions.
Yes.
But I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know why I was asking those questions. I was just asking him questions. And then 2 days, 3 days later, it was revealed to me why I asked those questions. I'm like, oh, that's why I asked. So when I was speaking, was that the, like, Holy Spirit speaking on my tongue?
I don't know about that particular situation because I wasn't there to see it or hear it or anything. But I do know that just like the devil been using your tongue and mouth to speak and say all stupid stuff and believe crazy things, God will use you to speak as well when you need to, like you did with your son, right? God will use your mouth. He will use your tongue. He will use you to speak to the right people at the right time, and it will work out just fine. So that is possible, absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah, because as I was asking him questions, I didn't even understand why I was asking him questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
But 2-3 days later, I'm like, oh, that's why.
Right
you
on.
Know, just, it was just revealed to me.
Right on, man.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy, and stay with
no
it,
problem.
Stay with it, stay with it.
Jesse, thank you for everything. Keep at it, man. You are amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Nice.
Take care, buddy.
888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time call out of Wisconsin. Bruce. Bruce, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hold on one second, sir. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
The Great Black Hope.
Amazing. Welcome.
You are the Great Black Hope. I coined that phrase for you.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
For what you're doing.
Thank you.
But, you know, when I ran across you a month ago, you know, I've always wondered, you know, why the black people were in a state and women were in that state. I recognized it at the angry women and, you know, the blacks acting out. And not that the whites aren't, I'm not trying to. But, and when I met you and I heard you speak, the audacity seemingly of your questions, but they are objective truth, not subjective truth. They are real, and you can see clear through it. I'd like to, besides say thank you, I'd like to answer the biblical question.
Absolutely.
If I can.
What does evil look like inside of you?
Well, it took a lot of thought, thinking, not thought. I just made a distinction between thinking and thought. Thinking is math. Thoughts are like snowflakes. Since I met you, I let them fall through my fingers.
Right on. Absolutely.
I watched the thoughts, though. The other day, I had feelings of pity. That was as ended. But I saw it coming on before kicking it off. I says, well, what does Jesse mean by watch your thoughts? So I ran with them. And I realized that I was like a baby that got sick of crying. You know, when you get put in your room and you're crying and crying, all of a sudden you forget about it and you're not crying anymore and everything's okay.
Nice.
And I think that also.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday about the biblical question. Very interesting, though.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Okay. Denzel Washington has it the opposite. When you're good, the devil can't see you. And when you're evil, the devil is in his playground.
And so did you understand what Denzel Washington was trying to say or what he was saying?
Well, he was trying to say the obvious, reward evil and reward good and encourage good and punish evil. So when he's saying when you're good, you notice that when you're doing the right thing, okay, the devil, what I'm trying to say is when you're doing the right thing, the devil isn't going to be able to see you because you're keeping him away from you. You're avoiding your thoughts.
Right.
And it's when you're doing something wrong, it's not when the devil's not on your side. When you're doing something wrong, it's because evil is in your mind.
Right, but do you think Denzel understood that?
I think in his heart, he means the difference, but he needs to listen to Jesse, the Great Black Hope, a little more.
Amazing. Bruce, I appreciate that, man, and thank you so much for your participation in the biblical question.
I listen to you every day,
right.
Every day.
Right on. Stay with it.
Thank you.
Stay with it. Stay with it, Bruce.
I'm trying.
Right on.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Emma bought three coffees. Good morning, JLP and team.
Morning.
Oh, she already asked about, I already asked her question about observing thoughts correctly and all that stuff.
Okay.
Mike, thank you, Emma. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and Bond family, did you guys catch the cat fight between a black congresswoman, devil emoji, that said bleach blonde bush body, and the white congresswoman, heart eyes emoji, said fake eyelashes. It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, we played that this morning. It was entertaining. Entertaining, to say the least.
Thanks, as always, Mike Young.
Yeah.
DJ Coffee. Not only are employees paying for pregnant women, people are now able to take mental health days off and still get paid.
That's crazy.
Nice.
It's amazing what they're doing with our money. I don't want to pay for no woman who having these babies. Why should I have to pay one dime?
Some guy at my job has been gone for 5 months due to mental health, and he's been getting paid for at least half of that time he's been gone.
Isn't that crazy? And that's encouraging. If that's true, that's encouraging. And I believe, I mean, not to be. That's encouraging people to take off and just say that they're mentally crazy.
Yep. What's and then they become mentally crazy.
Yeah.
Fletch bought five coffees because not working is not good for your mind.
Not at all.
Fletch bought five coffees. Thank you all, JLP and crew, for everything you have done for this culture. I love you all.
Love you back. Thank you.
Marty B, new T-shirt request. Have you ever feared the rooster?
Have you ever seen the rain coming down? I used to be afraid of the rooster sometime when I was a kid, because they will come after you.
But not deathly screaming,
like that,
afraid.
I wasn't running and screaming. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Just call me Mike Coffee. Boys and things will come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing. Let me light your candle, because mama, I'm sure hard to handle. Now, yes, sir, I am. Otis Redding. I don't know the melody, or I would sing it for you.
That's Otis Redding?
According to him.
Oh.
He's a French-Canadian.
And
he
it
knows
might
Otis
be true,
Redding.
But I don't remember Otis Redding singing that. But it might be true, though.
Rest in peace. Gone too soon.
Yeah.
Derek C. bought three coffees. Hey, Jesse, have you heard about Destiny? You had him on your show a few times. Recently divorced his wife. Having a mental breakdown on social media. I think he could really use your guidance and would love to see him on the show again soon.
I have much respect for Destiny, too.
Yeah.
I wish him well. No, I wasn't aware of that, but I wish him well. I really do. Amazing.
I don't picture him breaking down.
Me either.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds. AOC and Jasmine Crathead are at the Capitol watching church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
What a mess. If y'all didn't see that this morning, my producer played it, gave it to me. We played it this morning on the, I believe it was the second hour of the show. Be sure to, this is at the Capitol. These women fighting like cats and dogs. What the?
It's Crockett, not Crathead. So callous.
Thank you.
Donated on Bond JLP Cash App. Let's get right on with the show. Laughing face emoji sideways with tears coming out. Thank
Amazing.
You, So callous.
Thank you.
That's a Hake reference.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's Pastor Chatelet, monthly supporter on Rumble.
Thank you. God, you got to know how to rumble.
God will raise his remnant and we'll clean house and stack cordwood, but it's on our king's time, not ours.
God is not willing that anyone should perish, but he wants every man to be free today. Hallelujah. Nice. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee. I'm a postal carrier, so I'll give you guys the reason that they're stealing the mail. They're stealing customers' credit cards, refund checks, and personal information to steal your identity.
Yeah.
They're taking the arrow key for the mailboxes, and the postal police are slow in stopping it. Also, management doesn't care about the carriers, so it's a safety issue for us. They even killed us for it. I hope that helps.
Thank you. Yeah, my producer would tell me about it. I was a little surprised by the post office thing. I hadn't thought of that. That's why. But thank you for that. And be careful. I wish you well.
Happened multiple times, Dallas area.
Yeah.
East Bay area near Oakland.
It's happening more than I had imagined. And another thing I learned by watching the local news in L.A., they had those train things? Like they have in New York.
Transit?
In the underground.
Subway?
Subway. And they're having so much crime on those things now, on the buses, on the subway in L.A. It reminds me of New York. I'm like, what the? And then they have these volunteer people supposed to be the police, right? And they walk around with yellow jacket on. That's it. Oh, yeah, I saw the crime. What the? It's a mess. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, Rumble Rant. Amazing show today, Jesse and team. Love you, friends.
Thank you.
Colon D, big smile emoji thing.
Thank you. And thanks for your support.
Dawn,
amazing.
Donnie Girl's idea donated a Rumble Rant. Biblical question.
What does evil look like inside of you?
I used to see only me, my ego, greedy, self-centered me first, and gloating over the disaster of others. No more. All thoughts are all lies. Thank God Almighty.
Absolutely. I want you to know, if you don't understand anything else, it's just a thought. It's just a thought. That's all it is. And all thoughts are all lies all the time. And they, if you pay attention to them too, they only can remind you of the past, which does not exist. This or a false future, which does not exist. Amazing. It's just a thought. Watch them. I love watching thought. It's just a thought. I'm like, what the? It's just a thought. Thank you.
Neurotic Psychotic donated a coffee, JLP, similar to an earlier Super Chat query. I experienced a miscarriage with a girlfriend, and many years later with a new girlfriend, another miscarriage, this time with twins. Is it still not God's will?
Nope. God is not willing that anyone should perish. Nope. Is something else going wrong with the girls that you're doing? I mean, that you have these baby with? That you have these baby with? Oh. That you have these baby with, or something wrong with you. But hey, I nothing to do with God. Really.
He's just playing the church music for you to sing.
Oh, God is not willing. Amazing. Thank you.
It's a dirge. Astro bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. In December 2022, Peruvian police and military fired lethal ammunition at unarmed civilians during protests. What are your thoughts on that? I personally don't support protests, but I believe they should be arrested and not murdered, especially if they're unarmed.
My thoughts is amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there because I want to squeeze you.
Did you open the treasure chest at least?
The treasure chest is now open on D-Line.
There you guys go.
I forgot.
Me too.
Forgive me. I have sinned. Let me go. And so, may I move on?
Yes.
Let me go to Robert, a first-time call out of Nevada. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Robert.
So I just wanted to ask a quick question before I head into work. I work with mental health people and behavioral clients. And,
crazy people.
Yep. Crazy. So I wanted to just, most of them are African American.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get some tips from you financially. What could they do knowing that they're very limited with income and they only get Social Security? What are some things, maybe three tips that I could go in today and sit down and talk with them? Maybe three or two.
Number one is make sure that every time they get, no matter whether it's Social Security or whatever, they put away 10%. Every time they get paid, put 10% away and leave it in their bank. Don't touch it or some type of account. And don't touch it. And opportunity will come where they can buy a little land or invest in something that's going to pay off for them. And then secondly, to just use the rest of their money to pay their bills, if they have bills, to, buy their food and that. But if they put away 10% and live off the rest, they will not regret it.
Okay. Yeah, I watch the show a lot. I definitely been trying to call this whole week. And, you know, I do appreciate what you do for the community as well. And, you know, you have a great evening. I definitely am going to take that in and help them out.
And, yeah, tell them to put away 10% every time they get a dollar. Put 10% away. And I'm telling you, man, they'll look back one day and they'll be surprised what they can do with the money that they've saved. Don't touch it until it's time to invest in something.
Man, amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
You already know.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Do we have finished those two for chat?
Yes. Shout out to the top contributors on D-Live, Evgeny Crosby, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1.0, and the rest of the DLive crew. Appreciate it.
Super chat.
Nice. And let me just double check on the coffees. I think that's all for now. Nice.
Thank you all. Wow, I'm glad I got them in. What the?
Sweet.
Don't tell me. Amazing. Thank you all. The Hate Report is coming up now. He has a guest. And then a brand new episode of The Father's Day today at 12 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And then 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby has a family. Not only does he have great talent, lots of energy, he has a family. What the? And also, see you at church on Sunday. See you at church on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. And to the callers, I tried to get to everybody, but you see, I just can't. I'm just going to start moving callers even more, so I don't want to move them too fast. I want to give people a chance to at least say something. What the? But thank you all. Have a good weekend. And the women's forum, ladies that are listening and those going to hear, amazing women's fellowship last night. It was all worth it to be up late. The ladies are on fire at the Women's Fellowship and Sunday morning meeting. Thank you, ladies. And everybody, and their mama showed up. It was deep. Take care. Have a good one. And stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. And gentlemen, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right? Bye, y'all. Have a good one. You to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.